All right, folks, welcome back to another entertainment episode. I'm with Rosangel Perez, who's worked for MTV, VH1, BET. She's dealt with production. She's done a lot of things behind the scenes. So I figured who better to have on than someone that knows about this stuff. So I like to break things up and get away from all the hard politics. I mean, it's so bad right now. It's so crazy right now, everything that's going on. And I just want to take a breather. Rosangel, thank you for joining me.
Hello, Nino, and hello to your audience. It's good to be back.
Back again. The last one with Eminem, I got a lot of positive feedback with that. There's a lot to talk about today. Just some things that we're going to be talking about today, folks, is Cat Williams. Is he a Trump supporter or is he not a Trump supporter? We're going to be talking about Jack Black, the comments made on stage that were absolutely horrific. I'm really starting to believe I'm seeing a type of unmasking of some kind of like demon possession. I don't know what else to call it. We're going to be talking about Amber Rose. We'll be talking about Joe Rogan. Who is Joe Rogan? You know, I've been to his studio. I like the guy, but I feel like he's been toned down and reined in. And there's certain things that he's saying that are raising my antennas, and I want to bring awareness to everyone about that. So there's quite a few things here to talk about, and another thing I want to play just to get everyone believing, I guess you could say is the right word, really believing in what about, you know, that this really was a miracle with Trump, is Pastor Brandon Biggs. And I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. Do you want to start with that one, Rosangel, just to like recap how crazy, how crazy of a prediction of a prophetic word this was, this man said. So the pastor who predicted Donald Trump's assassination bid, I can't even believe this watching this. What's that? Go ahead, Rosangel.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I couldn't believe it either. There's a very short recap. I recommend that the audience tunes in and finds the whole thing.
There's quite a few videos here, as you can see. But this is just a recap, as you said. So let's just start with this just to show everybody just how what I believe was divine intervention.
To media in which he can be heard predicting the assassination attempt on Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump with striking accuracy. The attempt occurred earlier today, similar to that as described in the video, which was posted 3 months ago. Hours after the attack.
It was 3 months ago this guy predicted this? I thought it was like years ago. It was just three months ago?
He made this prediction March 2024. But if I'm not mistaken, I've heard that other people have made predictions too.
Wow, okay.
Many ex-users posted the clip of Brandon Biggs' prophecy video, which was shared on YouTube on March 15th, 2024. Biggs had claimed that the Lord told him about a lot of things that would happen in the US in the time to come. He explained that he saw an attempt on Donald Trump's life where bullets flew by his ear and it came so close to his head, but that it busted his eardrum. Trump fell to his knees during this time frame and started worshiping the Lord, Biggs can be heard saying in the viral video. He also saw Donald Trump become really on fire for Jesus, adding he also saw him winning the presidency. The prophet...
Wow, so, I mean, if he's right about the ear thing, did he bust his eardrum? Do we know that?
The internet sleuths are battling that out right now.
Wow.
Did he not? I mean, yeah.
I'm going to try to play this right here. Maybe this will have it.
And then I saw an attempt on his life this bullet flew by his ear and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the main thing he said. But what accuracy, right?
I can't believe it. I mean, I can believe this because I do believe there is prophets out there today that are getting a word from God. But I can't believe what we all witnessed and how close this all really came. I I gotta say,
a recent video of a pastor has
that was so close. It's unbelievable how close this really was. I mean, three bullets, not one. He didn't just dodge one. It was two that went right by his ear, and then one about a couple inches away. Three bullets. That's three bullets that he, just by tilting his head, he missed. There's no explanation for that. Logic is just, it doesn't even make sense. The odds on that are just astronomical. It doesn't compute unless it was a divine intervention. Don't you agree?
I agree. And while I'm out there, I can also understand why some people are doing what the right and conservatives are very notoriously guilty, or they call us conspiracy theorists that will go and call something a false flag or staged event. I mean, it's crazy out there.
It is.
And with words that's happening right now.
Right. And I made a video. I made a video saying they're now between a rock and a hard place, because now they can't say anything. So remember in 2020 when they were censoring us and bombing us and doing all that to platforms, now it's happening to them by default, by this failed assassination. Now their foots are in their mouths now. And even with the rhinos, I mean, they're all just sitting there like they can't believe that this didn't happen. Like, this was a no-go. This was failed. And I think now they're sitting there with their foot in their mouths going, okay, so we got to kind of be quiet about this. And not only that, we have to have sympathy. We can't show our cards. We have to talk good about them. I mean, they're losing donors. Shows are being canceled. What's this right here, Rosangel?
This is like a little look back, if in case people have forgotten what some of the words the Democrats have used since Donald Trump won the election.
Ready to throw a punch.
Well, you have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
Feel like punching him.
I think I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If you're in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish you were in high school, I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out.
All these celebrities find it so cool to say the most heinous things about a man. This is hatred beyond, to me, in my opinion, this is demonic possession.
Put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Lord Dutch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
See, they're instigating this rhetoric. They're instigating this hatred.
Yes, and I have a good recollection of certain things, and I remember that while this was going on back then, that there were people who, elected officials who were, and there's clips about this, maybe they had a hard time eating at a restaurant because they got harassed. So there are consequences to words, Cafecito break, from our perspective, one of the main reasons we even birthed was because we wanted to preserve and talk about and be squeaky wheels about freedom of expression, speech, and creativity. I mean, look at my background. But there is a responsibility that we have, especially when we have a platform, when we reach people, and when we think we have influence, or influence has been thrusted upon us. Some people are like, I'm not here to advocate to be anybody's leader, but you're still an influencer. So now we're seeing that maybe words have some potential consequences, right? You have the freedom to say whatever the heck you want. That doesn't mean you have the freedom of consequences, is what I hear all of the time.
And I agree with that 100%. I totally agree with that.
President Biden sitting down with Lester Holt in a primetime interview on NBC tonight, just days after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. But take a look at these headlines from the mainstream media.
These are the headlines after loud noises erupt. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. Are you kidding me? Will surviving gunfire be Donald Trump's next appeal to black voters? This is sickening. This is sickening.
Downplaying the severity of what took place. The Washington Post, quote, Trump leaves rally after loud noises erupt. That's not a joke. Neither is this. A CNN article that was taken down reading, quote, Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. Another article that was taken down from Forbes reading, quote, will surviving gunfire be Donald Trump's next appeal to black voters?
Joe Concha is a Fox News contributor, and he joins us now. Joe, surprising, but also at the same time completely predictable. What's your reaction to those headlines?
I mean, after what we saw this weekend, Carly, Todd, what we saw that played out live in front of the world.
Look at that. There's the bullet right there going right past him. Do you know that the press showed up with high-speed cameras as if they had some kind of knowledge of what could happen? Like, I'm like, and all the press, not often do you get all the press showing up to a rally. They were all there with high speed cameras. There's a lot of things here that we can't say on YouTube that I'm not comfortable with, so we're gonna skip through that, folks. You go to ninoscorner.tv for that one. But this gets me going, and I don't want to mess up our broadcast here. So look at that. There it is, Los Angeles. Look at that.
Obviously, it is really crystal clear to everyone, no matter if you like him, you don't like him, you're on the fence, that there are a lot of questions, that things are being covered up, and it's important to talk about it.
Wow. So as we go, you know, this to me, I just did a podcast with a psychiatrist, Carol Lieberman, she talks about pre and post Trump psychology. What is his post psychology going to be coming out of this assassination attempt? PTSD. What are we going to be looking at here? What kind of a changed man is he going to be? Well, according to that prophet, he's going to be a God-fearing man. He was radically changed during this assassination attempt, which anyone would be. But let's get to 50 Cent. Let's get to 50 Cent's views. Cat Williams. I'm hearing there's some kind of Is there some kind of beef, or what's going on, Rosinda, with these two?
Well, with Cat Williams, you know that when he went on Club Shay Shay earlier this year, he dropped so many truth bombs that people didn't know what to do with it. And it rattled people. And one of the things that he said is that this was going to be the year of a lot of unveilings, and he has not been wrong.
Politics.
Never talk about it. I'm not that controversial.
Where are we headed, Cat?
This is sad. We've never been here before. We've never been at the point where neither option is good for us. And
okay, he's completely wrong on that, but I don't want to. All right, so I know where he's going with this.
Real life.
No.
This is a different conversation. This is, would you rather go back with your ex, or would you rather go back with the person before them?
Both bad options.
Both bad options. Like, one guy, guy can barely put...
So he obviously has zero idea what's going on. Zero inclination about the war behind the scenes, what's at stake here. Zero idea. I had a lot of respect for him after seeing this. I'm just kind of like, oh, wow. He's, like I said, things are being exposed. He just exposed himself. Right here to me, he exposed himself.
Well, I have to say, right, I think that from what I understand, when he went on this, this was a very calculated move, because he had an intention to really expose certain things, and maybe his focus was within the industry, right, that we've been here exploring. And I can understand why some people, because that's what he led with, I am not wanting to get into politics, because he does play to both audiences. He, from what
he
I understand,
did.
He doesn't have a.
He just did. He just went into politics right here. I don't go into politics.
They don't want to go into politics by saying I don't want to discuss it. I feel like Cat Williams is more aware than maybe he wants to lean to in terms of politics than he maybe he wants to share right now. There might be reasons why certain people are holding certain cards close to their chest.
His sentences together and the other guy will put sentences together from whatever he's read or whoever told him. Like,
but how do we get here?
All division divides. There's no way around that. All division divides. Politics, even in the beginning when our Constitution was drawn up, the two parties was not what they had in mind.
No.
They always thought that it would be two main.
Look, he's right on that. But like I said, he has a very, very big misunderstanding on what is going on right now, what war we are actually fighting right now, the fifth generation warfare. So to me, he's very ignorant on the situation this country's in right now and what's at stake. So I'm going to go ahead and stop that there. But 50 Cent is another whole, he's singing a whole different tune, right?
You know, I think that people are just waiting for him to come out and just endorse Trump. And shortly after the attempt, TMZ, this is the article where you can see in that little video, he sang Many Men and he featured Donald Trump. And then, you know, the internet exploded with memes, included one that someone made of AI Donald Trump going into the studio and creating his alternate version of 50 Cent Many Men.
So if he's doing this, he's obviously actively endorsing Trump.
Yeah, but he hasn't said it. We're just kind of waiting for him to say it. And that's him. If you page down a little bit, you could see. And people were caught like this. This is rocking people. It's very interesting. We talk about celebrities being activated on both sides because they are activated on both sides. And then there are people who have truly gone through a journey, I think, of finding themselves. People grow, evolve, and expand. And while I know and I'm aware that people say same wing, right? I mean, same bird of two different wings. I get that. But there's
left and right wing of the same bird.
Right. The Democratic Party is just too famous for like really getting angry when people leave their party and then they start attacking them.
Right.
Whereas Republicans seem to be more embracing. That doesn't mean everybody, or conservatives, doesn't mean everybody's perfect in all settings, but I think that's key to keep in mind that people, human beings, we don't really love to be told or put in boxes. We love the freedom to make up our own minds. Present information, but let us make up our own minds. And if we decide on another candidate, why are you gonna bully and shame?
Right. And that's at the very top. Cat Williams is right about one thing. They are trying to divide at the highest level. At the very highest level, they are trying to divide and conquer. That's what they're doing. Let's hear this 50 Cent piece right here. Oh, man.
Wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Many, 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 many. Wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more.
I mean, that's very obvious. That's very obvious. He's making it known. You know, he's making it known, and I give him credit for that. I wish these people would stop being so silent and just come out and say it. But the minute they do, they're going to be attacked.
They get attacked.
What's that?
I don't know if you want to show the little Trump version of him singing.
This one here? Or?
Yeah. I put it, I think, right below. Right above that one, of 4G Auto. Yeah, right there.
This
the
one
JD
here?
Animator. I no oh, go. Right the link above. Yeah, they just provide different links. No, I think that might be a different. Oh, that's a different link.
Okay. Right here. Or right here.
Maybe click the little window, the little picture. Yeah, sorry. No, the little picture above.
Right here.
Yeah. Sorry. It gets a little confusing because they are links.
So wait a minute. So this, they just did this cartoon right after the assassination?
They have done so much in the internet world. I have seen so many different imitations of this already.
Yeah, you know, Trump has just reached martyrdom. This is crazy.
Many men like all the men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. The president is what I'm destined to be. But Democrats trying to take my life away. Put a hole in my ear, now you gon' see. Put a call into all my security. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men.
So, man, this guy is like really being embraced. That's the way I see it. I mean, yeah. There's still going to be the few that do not like him, that hate him. And I think the line is being drawn right now. Like you said, celebrities are being activated big time. Big time. What's Teflon? Trump by Forgiato Blow. What is this?
Another music video inspired by this.
Chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
You can hear some voices there saying, are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? We are looking at President Trump. This does not look good. It looks like they are attempting to move him out, that he may have been
shot. Heard around the world, shot all over the internet. Camera shot a picture that's forever living in our head. Just missed his head barely. Fist in the air screaming. Fight. It doesn't get more legendary. No, they can't beat him fairly. No, they tried to take him out the game. All because he's trying to make America great again. One day they hating him. Then
dude, I like this guy's beats. I like his bars, everything. This guy's good.
Yeah.
Teflon, huh? Wow. Is this the mayor of MAGAville? This guy, Teflon?
Mm-hmm. Forgiato Blow.
Wow, and I've seen this guy before, man. I like them on 153,000 subscribers. This is his channel.
Yes.
Oh, he's gonna blow up. He's gonna blow up.
Next, they say they'll pray for him. We ain't buying it, Barack. You probably help pay for the hit. And Joe's just a puppet getting strings pulled by the deep state who want Trump in a bullseye. So they let the bullets fly, but they missed them though. What you expect when you leave a job to be done by a liberal? Cause many men. Wish death upon Trump. One was dumb enough to try and ended up slow blood running down his.
Oh, I'd love to have this guy on the show, man. I want to reach out to him. Teflon, for sure. That's cool. I like this beat. Yeah, obviously, no, it's 50 Cent's beat, but.
yes. And okay. And you know what? I think he might have gotten in trouble because he did a collaboration with Amber Rose. And
Teflon maybe did, or 50 Cent did?
Forgiato. So, you know, Amber Rose spoke at the RNC convention.
Correct.
And a lot of people were surprised. Like, where did she come from? But I'm sorry, community members. Amber Rose has been having her own evolution and expansion. And it has nothing to do, I believe, with anybody leading her or a certain way or positioning her a certain way. She's had, I believe, her own awakening.
So where's the video on this one?
Oh, at the very top.
Right here?
Yes.
If it plays an ad, I'm going to be pissed.
The stage is set, and history.
And here we
go. Brother.
Yeah. What's that?
On Donald Trump as he accepts the Republican.
See, ad was but, played.
But yeah, but does this show her speech?
It should be the one that has this
nomination for president.
The Republican National Convention.
This is going to be crazy. I mean, Amber Rhodes, doesn't she have an OnlyFans page? Special coverage.
That was probably the most dangerous speak for the Democratic coalition. That is a young woman of color. She's describing the experience a lot of people have, feeling that maybe you're around
meltdowns. They're having absolute meltdowns. They cannot take what's happening.
Liberals, you might get criticized too much, or you might not be able to speak your mind. And she spoke to it really well. And she's way more famous than any of us up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that, way more famous. And so to the extent that these guys are trying to bust up our coalition.
Yeah, so the next one, Amber Rose, that's just a little clip so that we can get to the meat and potatoes. But I would like to hear the speech if it's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's got a lot of heat. Yeah, and this is something that I would like to explain, right? Just in terms of the internet bochinche, mi gente, Amber Rose has polarized everybody, people on the left and people on the right. And some of her biggest critics and are from the left feel like she's abandoned them, that all of a sudden she is the DEI hire from the Republican National for the Republican National Convention. And my thing is too, is like, people forget that every human being can have an evolution. So yes, 100%. Over here we cite people who, celebrities who are being activated to sort of sway the masses. I don't think that Amber Rose fits that billing. I think that really this is her own awakening to Trump.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Hello. My name is Amber Rose. I'm a model and entrepreneur. Thank you. But most importantly, I'm a mother. My whole world revolves around providing for my children, keeping them safe, and giving them an opportunity for a better life. That's something that unites all American parents, whether we're Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, or liberals. We all want a better country for our children.
So wait, does she still have an OnlyFans account?
I am not sure, but she is a model, and if you look,
well, I mean,
at
if she's
her,
coming on here, she has a change of heart. She's doing this, but she still
No. You know, it's interesting. Brandon Tatum did a reaction video, and he breaks it down. He goes, "Please do not get confused. Sometimes people confuse the conservatives, Republican, and Christians, and put them all in one."
Yeah,
right?
That's true. He's right.
So
he's right,
she
that.
Is simply saying, excuse me, that she's going from one party to the other.
Right.
And Trump is her choice.
This not necessarily that, she's changing her lifestyle or her ways, but that she's switching parties, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes all right. I can get with that. I mean, look at J.D. Vance, by the way. J.D. Vance before was a diehard Trump. He hated Trump. And now he's going to be the vice president.
But I'm here tonight to tell you, no matter your political background, that the best chance we have to give our babies a better life is to elect Donald Trump president of the United States. Now, you may be wondering why I'm up here telling you this. I'm no politician, and I don't want to be. But I do care about the truth. And the truth is that the media has lied to us about Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's almost like, don't you feel like they're under a trance, like a delusion, derangement? It's really, there really is something to say of Mr. T derangement. But I mean, you know, a lot to me, it's a hypnotic trance. I used to go to these comedy shows where they would have a hypnotist and I would show up with friends. And then my friend next to me would get hypnotized and go on stage and start undressing and dancing like a chicken. And I was like, I know that dude was not in on the act. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like this is a trance that you need to break.
We got to break that trance. TDS is not helping anyone. We need to have clear, balanced, unemotional conversations if we're going to move forward in any direction.
Thank you. I know this because for a long time I believed those lies. So I'm here to set the record straight. The first person I knew who supported Donald Trump was my father. I was shocked. My entire family is racially diverse. And I believed the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, "Prove it." So to prove my father wrong, I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. People have to do their research. I watched all the rallies, and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters.
Man, this is choking. This is choking me up, man. I'm getting more sensitive as I get older, Los Angeles. What the hell's happening to me?
I realize Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love.
If anyone's ever been to a rally, it really is like that. It's like a rock concert. I mean, you got blacks, whites, Mexicans there. It's such a great event. Have you ever been to one, Los Angeles?
Yeah. We went to the Bronx one. And we were at the Bronx rally. We were there front row. I don't know how we scored that. I think that was divine intervention. I thought I was going to get a hookup and that disappeared. But God was like, "I'm sorry, girls, you're going to be in the front row anyway." So we had the side profile. And that's why we can speak that we were surprised. We saw the way his security detail was moving in the Bronx. And believe me, you had security that had their one hand right there and a step on the stage. On either side, we've got that documented. And I have to say that it was a lot of fun and it was very supportive and it felt like a New Year celebration. And I know that feels and sounds hokey, and people who know me, "Oh my God, another freaking sellout." Just come to one of the events and see for yourself. Why do you think people keep converting after the other? This is bigger than Trump. We have been saying this for years, since 2016, 2017, over and over and over again. Some people are waking up to it now, but there are still people hardcore in Hollywood, in the music industry, and in the Democratic side that really, really, really are hating on this woman and people like her who choose to just dip out and blexit out of the party. Let's have more.
And that's when it hit me. These are my people. This is where I belong. So I let go of my fear of judgment, of being misunderstood, of getting attacked by the left, and I put the red hat on too. Thank you. Love you too. I never felt more free and more love for my country than I do now. I want to thank my father, who's in the audience tonight, for opening my eyes. He served over 20 years in the U.S. military. Thank you for your service, Dad. Yeah. I love you, Dad. I love you.
That's cool. She has a good relationship with her father. I mean, that's very important these days.
I love you so much. Thank you. When I met the president and Melania for the first time, he was kind and generous and funny as hell. Very funny. The first lady was gracious and smart with a smile that will brighten up any room. If you're watching this tonight, you know our country is in trouble. Just like me. When you go to the store and buy food for your family, you're shocked. When you fill up your gas tank, you're pissed. I know I am.
I know people right now, like, downgrade. I'm not even kidding. Here in El Paso, I don't know what it's like anywhere else, but I know people downgrading to mopeds and, like, scooters. I'm not kidding. Like, they just said, forget it, dude. I mean, I know people that are riding bicycles. Like, it's a real thing. Like, this is... the economy, no matter what they try to tell you, it is terrible right now. This is the worst it's ever been since the Depression. I think we are in a depression.
And when you turn on the news, you are just exhausted. Inflation is out of control. And you know in your heart, it was not like this under Donald Trump. My message to you tonight comes from a humble place. The left told me to hate Trump, and even worse, to hate the other side, the people who support him. When you cut through the lies, you realize the truth. American families were better when Donald Trump was president.
I'm very surprised this is on CNN. They have this up on their YouTube. Very surprised. Like that's shocking to me. It's CNN, 16.6 million subscribers on YouTube. How many views? 604,000 views. I'm shocked this is up. Do you want to keep watching the whole thing, Rosangela, or should we jump?
No, this is fine. I think that we got to most of the message.
Okay.
And I got to say, she's rattled a lot of people. I think this was an amazing speech. It touches and it reaches the core of American audiences. And I know that people have a criticism of how she has chosen to lead her life in the past. And I don't know if you know this, but she used to date Kanye West back in the day.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, she used to date Kanye West back in the day. And at one point we shared the same boss. So
wow, there you go.
The world is tiny. I don't know this woman. She doesn't know me, but in terms of the timeline,
I remember her back in those days. Who's this lady?
This is a reaction video from a fan.
Threatening to unfollow her after years of support for the very activism she now seems to be undermining. Imagine being an advocate for women's rights and endorsing Trump and his party who reversed Roe v. Wade. And I ain't trying to count nobody's bodies, but I'm certain that Amber Rose has benefited from Roe v. Wade. One user commented, while another wrote, I better never see you speak on women's rights ever again. Even Bob the drag queen, whoever that is, chimed in.
Do they understand that it just went to back to the States? Do they not understand this? Are they not comprehending this? I'm very confused how these people.
Well, it's the Democratic brainwashing. You know?
Yeah, but they don't research. I mean, seriously, it just takes a moment.
To this day, when I speak to someone and why they won't support Trump, if they're a young lady, this is a main concern. This has been a major psyop. And we were trying to help Lee Zeldin when he was running for governor, those of us who were supporting him, because that was one of the narratives that they were bringing against him. And Kathy Hochul was like, no. Okay, so this is now a deleted video, not this little clip, but the actual music video. This is Forgiato Blow and Amber.
Wait, it's deleted
Rose
on YouTube or what?
That was the latest bochinche that I heard. Complex reported it. But I found a little clip behind the scenes so that you can see that before the RNC happened, Forgiato Blow and Amber Rose did a video together. And this was a little while ago.
Well, I mean, was it bombed off YouTube?
I think it's because it has like the, you know how you, like many men.
I won't even risk it. I don't even risk that stuff for YouTube, man. Let's go to Jack. Let's switch gears to Jack Black. What do you say?
Let's go to Jack Black.
All right. So this to me, Tenacious D, obviously the complete theme of these concerts is kind of demonic. You know, it's Tenacious D canceled tour after bandmates' offensive Trump comment. I used to like Tenacious D. I used to find them entertaining. I used to listen to some of their music back in the day. I thought they were hilarious. But now that I've been more awakened, I just see things so differently now in a spiritual sense. But Jack Black cancels tour. Oh, man. I mean, this is just. So Tenacious D cancels tour after backlash over bandmates' offensive Trump comment. Jack Black's comedy rock band Tenacious D has canceled its remaining tour dates after band member Kyle Gass. Yeah. sparked a backlash with an apparent joke about Saturday's assassination attempt. Dude, I mean, come on. On former U.S. President Donald Trump, the video is causing controversy online. Both Jack Black and Kyle Gass have apologized for the statement. What'd they say? They said they wish they...
Oh, the video is right there. Like the, if you play it, you could hear what he said. They were singing Happy Birthday and his bandmate...
Jack Black's comedy rock band Tenacious D have cancelled their remaining tour dates. The decision came after an apparent joke was made on stage in Sydney by band member Kyle Gass about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Make a wish, Kane! Don't miss Trump next time.
Kyle Gass later apologised on Instagram. The line I improvised on stage Sunday night in Sydney was highly inappropriate, dangerous, and a terrible mistake. I don't condone violence of any kind in any form against anyone. I profoundly apologize to those I've let down and truly regret any pain I've caused. Black also said, I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. The comment has caused much backlash on...
Yeah, I mean... They're exposing themselves, Los Angeles. I mean, that's how they really feel. That's what they, that's how they, these people that preach love and this and that and do what you want. And I mean, they're deep down violent, hateful people, in my opinion.
Well, you know, this has been, this has sparked a debate online, you know. In which now people are accusing conservatives and the right of supporting cancel culture. Right. Like, you know, and I can understand where that comes from. You know, one of the things that they were saying, like how Jack Black says, look, I was blindsided. I had no idea. We're celebrating somebody's birthday. Maybe he thought he was in a private public moment in Australia where you're so far from the United States. But something... also that I learned is that there was some pressure too, I think, from elected officials in Australia that they wanted them deported. Yes, I haven't heard any leads on that, but this is where things are getting. Now, look, I do feel that that is a conversation. I don't support cancel culture. I've seen it play out so many times. We've been, all of us, we've been challenged within the cancel culture space, and I don't know, like, is it, this is a taste of their medicine, but then the pendulum keeps swinging and everybody keeps experiencing more censorship. Yeah, I'm not cancel for culture
it. I'm not for it, even if it's on the right side. On our side, we cannot censor people's opinions. You can't do that, even if it is crazy, you know. To me, I don't agree with this, but cancel, we're just doing what they're doing. If we are reacting the same way and saying, oh yeah, cancel their concert, look, an apology is good enough for me, move on, have your concert. You know, people that want to buy tickets, they have a right to buy tickets and go enjoy your music. I am not for canceling the concert, their tour, nothing like that. So folks, I'm just setting the record straight right here. I don't want it on my side either. I don't think we should be censoring anybody. Everyone's entitled to their free speech. Do I agree with what he said? Hell no, I don't. I think it's disgusting. But he still has the right. And I'm not going to talk about this on YouTube right here. Elon Musk plans to donate $45 million to America PAC. Wow. That's it. That is game-changing.
A month, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, what? A month? Do I start it where you have it stopped here, or do I go from
No, no, from the beginning.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk, the world's richest man, will give around $45 million a month to a new super PAC supporting former...
A month? I've never heard of that before. That's unprecedented. I've never heard of this before in my life.
Crazy, right? And that alone... 45?
Imagine having that much money. Jeez.
President Donald Trump, the Wall Street Journal reported Monday, days after Musk endorsed Trump's 2024 campaign following Saturday's assassination attempt against Trump. Musk, who initially said he planned to remain neutral in the 2024 presidential race, has informed people of his plans to donate to the newly founded group, the America PAC, the Journal reported, citing sources familiar with Musk's plans. Bloomberg reported last week that Musk had already given a sizable amount to the group, citing unnamed sources.
Okay, so this is this to me is over. It's over. And this is why I speak about an event that's coming, because it's over. There's no way they can win this. Okay, let's be honest here. There's no way these people can pull this. They're not going to be able to pull the rabbit out of the hat. They're not. It's done. That failed assassination attempt solidified everything in my mind. So now this is why I say it's coming down. They're going to do another. They're going to have to go into a more a bigger panic move. It's going to be something that we just cannot believe, and it's going to, I feel we could be seeing some kind of a terrorist attack on the country, something to postpone the election. Something crazy is coming, folks. You better believe it, because there's no chess moves left for these people. Even if they maneuver Kamala out, or however they want to get Kamala out, if you know what I'm saying, even if they do that, even if they get Newsom in and they play switcheroo and they get all the fact that they had a failed assassination, Trump is now at martyrdom. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level of street cred. And now they're going to start eating their own. This is just a prediction. They're going to start eating their own. This is going to get to the point where they're going to have to resort to a very big type of panic move. Huge. Huge. Get ready for it.
Huge. And even regular people that have had TDS since 2016 are now reporting. I mean, I believe that that incident that happened with Trump, the attempt on his life, whether you believe it was real, staged, a cover-up, a setup, but I'm sorry, we got to think about how has it impacted people, and it's woken a lot of people with TDS up. We wanted something to break the spell. That's it.
Yeah. Let's get to Joe Rogan. I've been watching Joe Rogan for a while now, and I feel like he's completely changed his game. I think he's been reined in. That's just my opinion. I've been to his studio. I like Joe Rogan. I like the people he had around him. They were all really cool guys, but there was just something off. And I brought up a certain topic to him in his office when, you know, we were all smoking the Jumanja together, and I kind of brought up something, and I remember he looked at me like he saw a ghost and goes, "Hey, I'll see you guys at the comedy show tonight." And he just walked out. And BJ looked at me, and we were like, "Whoa." Like, he said what I was saying was, because I'm not going to bring it up on YouTube because it is a very hot topic, high risk. So I'm not going to say it here. And I know my audience is probably going to be like, "Oh, come on, tell us a story." But I brought something up about Hawaii, what I believed was the cause of the fires. And Joe Rogan looked at me and goes, "Well, you know, that's conspiracy. That's conspiracy." And then I said, "Well, isn't your show conspiracy? Isn't that what you pride yourself on? Isn't that what this is supposed to be about?" And then BJ and I looked at each other, and we're like, our mouths are open. Like, he looked like he said he did not want to talk about it, and marched out of that room so fast. I didn't even get to say bye. Okay. So that was weird to me. The second thing is, he's never had Trump on his program. He doesn't have certain people on his programs. But here he comes out and says, Joe Rogan. So you got to remember how they do this. Joe Rogan says, so I'm starting to think he maybe be controlled. Joe Rogan says everyone should be getting $200,000 a year. So that's socialism, a universal income. So he's here pouting this. It would be better if all your needs were met, because robots control everything. So in other words, forget about going after your dreams, trying to become a millionaire, trying to do the things you want to do in life. And I'm not sure that I just read the headline, but from what I can see here, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If Joe Rogan says this, you got to abide by it too. That means give up your $40, $50, $100 million and you take $200,000 a year as well. If you feel like you have the right to say what's good for humanity and that everyone should just take $200,000, and look, there's a lot of people out there that would love that, that would take that. But they always package it. They always wrap it up with a nice little ribbon. That's how they sell you socialism. And I think he could be, you know, I'm starting to wonder, is he a voice for this? Because to me, This guy has a huge audience. He's very influential. He's a massive, massively famous person. So for him to come out and say this is like igniting the fire of a universal income. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. And that's the word I was looking for. I was trying to find a clip and I failed in my task because I couldn't remember that word, universal income. But I feel like I've heard a few of the really wealthy community members say that too, make that suggestion. And some people say it from the point of view, like, you know, everything is going to be taken over and we're going to have a whole bunch of useless eaters. So might as well give them a couple of bucks so that where's the incentive, right? Joel's message here in this article seems to be like, well, you know, that you'll have more time to pursue your passions, focus on them, be comfortable. It says he envisioned a future where everyone gets money to live comfortably, allowing them to focus on their passions. Listen, I get it. I understand. A lot of people, you know, living in New York, everything is so crazy. We got $12 eggs. And then we got to share our resources that are continue to dwindle. We have a mayor who keeps making taxes for people.
So I have a question. Are you allowed just the $200,000 a year? Sure, that could stop crime. I'm open to that. But are you allowed to make more? That's a question I would have for Joe Rogan. Or are you saying that's a set, that's a cap? Everyone gets $200,000 a year. You can't surpass it. That's just where it's at. And everyone just has to live within their means of $200,000 a year. Believe me, $200,000 a year does not go very far anymore.
I hear you. Somebody said that they thought that that the way they read it was that it was a base salary. I don't know. But here's my conspiracy theory head. Okay, let's say I hear universal income being pushed. Oh, you really need this money? We're going to have to get you on this amazing digital ID system.
Exactly. Or guess what? You got to take one of these again every 6 months. You know what I'm saying? See how I'm pointing to the shoulder here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's YouTube. So every 6 months, you got to take one of those in order to get your income. They'll have guidelines. They'll have a social credit score. What if you fall short on your social credit score? I mean, I'm being serious here. This is real talk. And for him to come out and say this, what's your motive, dude? You know, I don't know. A lot of people kiss ass. I don't give a shit. So it is what it is. It's a good question.
It's a very good question. And I think that we need to have all of these discussions because they always package it with something good.
100%.
With something that entices you. So when we got locked down in 2020 and all of a sudden they were like, don't worry, everyone's going to get some monies. And I'm like, I remember thinking very suspiciously, a smackdown is coming after this.
Yeah. Remember when Krispy Kreme was like enticing people to get free donuts? I knew it. I'm so happy I was awake. I'm so happy I was awake. It was hard. I had to deal with a lot of people's shit. But gosh, was I happy I'm so happy that, obviously my parents didn't listen to me, but that's another story. But yeah, I think there's an angle here with Rogan. And I just feel like he's been reined in. That's just my opinion. Just what I see. Right now where we're at in this stage of the game, lines are being drawn. And lanes are being picked, and people are going to do what they're going to do. And we're seeing demons being exposed. We're seeing the true motives of people. After what we saw just a week ago with Trump, we all know this is real. We know what time it is. You should know what time it is by now. Everything I've been talking about for the last 3-4 years on my podcast, I think now people are really awake to it. So buckle up. It's about to get real. It's going to get more real, folks, because now they have no moves left. Now they got to do something even bigger. Okay? So get ready. And I'm going to say, yeah, celebrities are going to be activated on both sides of the aisle. So Rose Angel, where can people find you?
Hello, everyone. Cafecito Break is where you can find me. Thank you for everyone who's been subscribing. And on X, Cafecito Break, we host a Monday X space that we're trying to elevate there because we're focusing on New York updates. And we also invite freedom fighters to join the roundtable. And we're going to be inviting local elected officials because we need to really be active too, not just talking, but, you know, doing what we can with what we have, so with that we can amplify the message, because we do have a war here in New York City. The Mayor Adams, the celebrity nightlife mayor, best mayor of the globe, he has a big problem with his sanctuary city, and he's looking for ways to tax New Yorkers down to the fact that now we're going to be paying for trash cans, because he's going to be the trash can revolution mayor. So it is what it is. So this is why we're here doing it. Thank you so much, Nino. It was always fun to do these entertainment segments with you.
Yeah, because it all blends together. So that's why we do it, folks. I hope you enjoy it. If you did enjoy it, please like it, subscribe, and share this video. And subscribe to Rosangel Perez Cafecito Break. So let's get the word out there. Thank you, Rosangel, so much for joining me.
Thank you, Nino. God bless everyone.